Hi everybody, this is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by, and as always, I send you love. Before I begin this video, I just want to say, first, I am sitting downstairs in my living room today, taking advantage of, I guess, my time of being alone within the entire house. And so if you're hearing other sounds that you normally don't hear, you know, we have a window unit going, the ceiling fan going. I have the little bird here that I am still nursing. And the TV, YouTube is streaming some calming music here for the little birdie and myself. And so if you do hear the music in the background, I have it turned down a little bit here. So I do not own the rights to this music. So tomorrow is May the 30th. And here on Earth, we're celebrating Memorial Day. This, you know, tends to mark the beginning of summer. And I guess many people celebrate it and get excited for the most part. I know from my life, you know, of course, we all know that we are celebrating or remembering those lost in battle and honoring those people who have served. But, you know, honestly, we are in celebration of summer, you know, because that's when the pools begin to open, the beaches are opening, and it begins to really, really, really get hot. So we have to really be honest about every single thing that we are doing in our lives. So I just want to put that out there. We tend to put on a show, although tomorrow is supposed to be for the remembrance of those lost or who were sacrificing their lives for humanity. And I want you to pay attention to what I just said there. Keep that in mind. Before I even continue on, a couple of weeks ago, I took a picture and I didn't check to see the actual date. So I think it's right here. So, details, I think it was May the 4th is when I took this picture, and there is a couple of clouds in the sky. There is a heart cloud coming out of a, larger cloud. I took a picture and it's beautiful. And I guess I'm going to use that as my image for this video so you can see that and see how amazing it is. God's love is manifesting itself within this reality. Because why? Many of us are becoming love. So I have been going through some things, of course, and when we are experiencing our things and understanding our experiences, we are able to transform lower energies that are within us so that we can become united within. So that we can, of course, transform lead into gold. That's the purpose of our existence. And so I'm going to keep today's video kind of simple and then probably elaborate a little bit more in my next video where I have a little bit more time to gather my thoughts. But because I'm feeling a little I've been knocked down a couple of pegs in a good way. Source has really been giving me lots of love in realization today, especially. And so I wanted to make this video to give you guys some understanding. Memorial Day. I've already made a couple of videos about this or anything or previously about Mem. That's the root word of Memorial Day is Mem. Mem is the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And it is the mother energy. This is of water, of memory, comes from the membranes, or also in the same word of membranes. And we're dealing with Memorial Day. So it's still dealing with those mother energies. And remember that the mother is a type of love that you can't get from a true mother. And now I'm talking about a godly mom, not a mom in this earth plane who has lots of resentment, who has not completed their entire transformation and purified oneself. Because if you're admitting yourself, and men have this energy, of course, within, you are not probably holding up to what a father and a mother can be. Many of us have can say this. No matter who you are, there have been times when being a mom and a dad has been something that you just either can't deal with. You've made a wrong choice as a mom and dad. You're really not as loving as we ought to be because we have so much junk and judgment and bitterness and pain that was there before we had children. So, as I have been understanding more about where we are or where we've been, where we are, and where we're going, I have been dealing with lots of exhaustion and not really getting lots of rest at night. Although I'm resting, it's not very quality, not a lot of quality sleep. I know I'm growing. I know in my own path, of course, I am growing, and we all are going through a growth. I have still been dealing with irritability and bitterness. Bitterness is coming up, and I've been kind of keeping to myself a little bit. Lots of leg discomfort and tailbone discomfort, right shoulder discomfort from myself. Yesterday, just really, even throughout the day, kind of exhausted. And I really wanted to just kind of sleep or come in and take a nap. But I also allowed myself other opportunities to be of assistance. And even in those assistances and being in love, I found myself regretting. Or, oh man, I shouldn't have offered to be here, do this, do that, go out, you know, whatever it was, because I was just really sluggish. But I got myself back. I put myself back into love as quickly as I could. But I also realized how I was behaving. We have to realize how we are behaving. So today I was sitting here feeding the bird, and as I realized, you know, Memorial Day, and we are coming into remembrance, because mem, through the Holy Mother, in the connection with what is really true about the mother energy here. It's not an energy that should be placed above the father energy. Both are equal. Both are one. God divided himself, or the Father divided himself into a mother, which created the Son, right? We are all of these energies. We are all of these energies. And the Holy Spirit is what gives us grace to allow to get to this point of unification. We cannot do anything without Jesus, the light of all lights, or the Holy Spirit. So I know that I am remembering something. I am at, and because I received a message yesterday, I know what it is right now. So I'm going to, you know, the purpose of our life here on earth. You know, I know I mentioned this in my previous video. If we're searching, and let me go to this. You know, like in the beginning of my ascension cycle, I woke up almost instantly in my mind to remember how to write. Now, writing has always been a part of my life. Writing, drawing, whether it's been stories or poetry, in drawing. I love drawing in mostly black and white and what is called pointillism anyway. I just wanted to put that out there. Dots. Ho-ho-ho, that makes so much sense to me now. And, of course, I love dancing and singing, so I am very artistic. Very artistic and very loving. I can do so much with my life if I chose to in this reality. We have a choice every single day. And in me waking up and being able to remember, because after my auto accident, I developed amnesia. I developed dementia because of the chronic pain and, of course, my abuse and my chronic pain pills and the amounts of pills that I was taking. I think I was probably on, you know, at least five, but probably more medications for my physical pain and anxiety and depression that I was not really admitting to back then. Lying about. And so I knew that, or when I began to wake up and my mind was being given to me, I began to write my book. And I didn't stop for 10 hours of that day and until it was about dinner time. And I was just so excited. And after dinner, I wanted to go back and go back. And so from time to time, I had gone back. I even signed a contract with an agency to publish this book. I knew within 30 days I would have this book completed. It's been 4 years since that day. I haven't gone back. I haven't written it. I haven't. And it's not because I'm afraid to, although in the beginning I was like, yeah, you're afraid to finish this. And yeah, that was there previously. It was. But everything that we go through, or everything that is supposed to be ours, our purpose, our path is already written. It's written one way or the other or whatever, and it's always changing, though. It can always change according to our own heart and our decision. Our heart is always going to dictate it. So me, being a very loving person, and I tell you, I have always been a very loving child. My mom tells me every single time I see her, pretty much, that she remembers me being a little baby girl. And always, or by the time I can start speaking, I was apologizing. When someone said they were having a bad day or someone was crying, I was there. I'm so sorry. And I didn't know what sympathy was at that age. Yet I knew, because our intelligence, our spirit is always there. And children have. They are more connected to spirit than, of course, we are as adults, because we tend to hold on to our pain more as we get older and older and older and fall for the illusion. And we're supposed to find our way back. So I've had that true type of sincerity and purity within me all along my entire life. People have called me goody goodies, you know, and all kinds of goody tissues. Look at you. You think you're so good, you know, and whatever those words are for all of that. And that's why I also ended up making bad decisions in my life, because I was tired of hearing people call me or make me out to be a bad person because I was good. You know, making someone who was good out to be bad, when, in fact, others who are doing that are the ones who are bad. Isn't that how we deal with ourselves? And if we don't like ourselves, we tend to make others feel awful about them, no matter if they're a good or bad person. So I honestly thought in the beginning when I stopped writing my book is that I was going to be afraid. I'm afraid to allow people to actually hear all of the junk that I have gone through. But that isn't true. That's false. That was the ego trying to convince me that as well. Because what am I doing here on YouTube? I am laying it all out. And it's not just on YouTube. I am on I have a podcast, or, you know, I put these on Spotify. So it's widely available to anybody who wants to hear. Anyone who's open to hearing is there. And it will always be here till, you know, I either stop doing this or take everything down. And even in taking it down, I mean, know if I can, because it's pretty much, it's everywhere. It's streaming everywhere. So I know that isn't the truth of why I stopped. Spirit knows that I don't care to fit in. I don't care. You know, we think in our reality that the greatest freedom that we can attain is when we have wealth. And so lots of publishers, of course, if you have written a great book, you will become known. And people are going to just know who you are. And, you know, you actually think that that's a good thing, and that might be something that you're trying to attain. And I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm explaining something here to you. And you have to be the one to make the choice. It's like what I explained in several other of my videos about the laws of attraction or trying to manifest things. It wasn't right for me. It didn't feel right. Something was off. Because why? My spirit was talking to me, even though I couldn't make that true connection, that something wasn't right. This is not what life is about. If you want to live within spirit, you'll live within spirit. If you want to live within this earth plane, you'll live within this earth plane. You cannot serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other. One's going to control you more and have more power over you than the other. And that's also straddling the fence. I don't know. I made a video about straddling the fence. And we have to choose. Although if you are choosing to work with spirit, to be a sacrifice for humanity. Memorial Day. Memory is a sacrifice for humanity. The ultimate goal then for that person of sacrifice is to create goal within. Not the goal, that gold, that is worshipped, idolized on the earth, but the type of gold that's an internal gold that's never robbed. It's never taken. No one can come in and steal this type of gold. It's always there. It's invisible in liquid form. It's invisible but not invisible, because each atom within us contains a percentage of this gold. And it is mercury. It is phosphorus. It is light. Now, the light that has fallen is within our sexual region, which is known as Lucifer, who is the light bringer. There's a verse in the Bible that talks about the fallen star. And, of course, the morning star. So tomorrow isn't just Memorial Day. Tomorrow is the new moon in Gemini. Gemini's element is Mercury. Tomorrow signifies, when it's a new moon, is the sun and the moon are both in Gemini. Sun always is in relationship to the crown, and moon is always in relationship to the sex, which is Yesod at the root. So, this is telling me the development of Mercury, or the balancing of memory. Mem comes from the living waters within that's developed by the mother who is awakened down at the sexual region, at the coccyx, through the kundalini. This is the living waters that Christ spoke about, that if you follow him, these waters will never dry. So the crown is developing water, and the sex is developing water. Well, not just the water. It's creating mercury. It's creating phosphorus. This phosphorus is what is in the development of the soul, the true soul. So I think, if I have the numbers correct, is that in every single atom, there is about 1% of phosphorus in every single atom, an element, part of our body. It comes out in our urine, and it's in our blood. And depending on, I remember when my father-in-law was ill and in the hospital and having his operation and all that, he was fighting for his life. His phosphorus rose. Phosphorus lives within every single thing on this planet. Everything on this planet. And if it doesn't contain phosphorus, it is not living. And so, you know, I wanted to also add into this video, and that's why when we are choosing to eat or refrain from eating certain things, because we don't think that it's living. You really have to learn what judgment is. What judgment is of anything. And I know it's really hard because this reality has brainwashed us into really believing that in order to be healthy, we have to have a structured nutrition plan. And we have to have a structured way of living. What does Source say? You will be transformed by the mind, or to be transformed of the mind, but you will be given a new mind and a new heart. And if you believe in this reality, more over Source. The thing about also our path is that if you are connecting intuitively to other guides, spirits, and you think that you are channeling someone, we have to still pick up on discernment. We have to decide, is this, although, you know, we are always being tested. If we can decipher between light and false light. False light is always going to work with your ego. False light is always going to create a form of judgment, a form of separation in all things. I want you to watch out for that. It's so hard to really make the right choices. And that's why when you are faced with an experience, you have to choose between faith and between love. Faith is always going to be true, and love is always going to be true. But it's hard for the ego to grasp that. It's, I know for myself, it's, if I'm having an issue, especially like when I picked up on visions, receiving messages internally, and I was seeing both good and both bad things in my visions, I began to doubt myself. I began to doubt my insanity. And I stopped, well, I attempted to stop seeing. Impossible. Once you're connected, you're connected. And only by the alignment of your heart, this is why love is so essential. If you think you're love, but you're still judging things, we are not love. Love is judgmental free. Love cannot hold on to ego at all. They will not mix. Love can either overpower the ego, or ego will overpower love. And if you have any of those negative forms within you, you have to learn how to transform those energies. So had I attempted to really shut this down, I was shutting down my spirit, what was actually going to happen. If I did that, I would be shutting down my spirit. So in order for myself to increase, I had to increase in love. And if my human mind was telling me that eating meat was wrong because you're killing something, now you're eating something of the flesh. And then my heart was saying, but wait a minute. But love is freedom. Love is ever giving, ever nourishing, all that good stuff. So why am I judging this form of meat? If I'm judging this meat or what I'm trying to put into my body, there's something still internally wrong with me. There's something within me, because it's all about our own path. If you in your life have picked up a condition, it has to be 1, 2, and 3. 1. If anybody is telling you 1, 2s, and 3s, giving you a map to your ascension process, there's no way that's right, because there's no rule to it. There's knowledge that is going to give you an explanation, but even in that knowledge, you will only understand that knowledge at the level that you're at. Again, it goes back to someone in college cannot teach a kindergartner about what they know. They will not understand it. It's impossible. So even if you think that you are, or any of us, myself included, and I've been through this, that's why I stopped reading anything after a while, and pretty quickly in my ascension cycle. It doesn't matter if you're reading, because the brain will always memorize something. And if you're feeding information into the brain, it means that the ego can believe it over the heart. Understanding it. That's when it gets tricky. That's when life is going to fill you with nonsense. And that's when you're going to fall for more illusions. You're going to still continue on judgment. You're going to still continue on living within the earth reality, more so becoming more greedy and lustful and all that stuff. When we get into love, we truly develop freedom. Truly do. And so I don't know where I was going with this or what else I wanted to say about it. And so, okay, if we go back to my book, my spirit always knew this book. Although there's going to be information in it, just like the same thing that I'm doing here on YouTube. What I'm doing is free. It's completely free. Of course, if anybody, and this is how it has been, if you choose to send a donation, that is your choice. I don't mention donations any longer, and I used to mention it in some of my videos early on. Please consider donations, or if you do want to donate, my link is in the comments. And although I still have that information in my comments, there used to be a hope in my past that people would send a donation. And in doing so, I would offer a free spiritual reading. So I used to do that as well. But I'm doing this because it's right to do this. I don't have an expectation any longer. Like I mentioned in my other videos, I wanted to be very successful. I wanted to be successful on YouTube. I let go of that. I don't have a need to be successful. I don't have a need, therefore I don't have a need in money. I don't give money value, because money is an illusion. And you're going to hear this in your spiritual community, that you're going to learn that money is an expression of value. We put value on the like a water bottle, and it now is worth a certain amount of money. Therefore, same thing could we go for our services. And even though everybody in this world can't access true knowledge, because it is free, you'll get to a point in your awakening process that you're going to say, well, you know what? I have the ability to tap into this information, to the Akash, to a source. Therefore, you should pay me for my time, my services, because I am of value. In the beginning, you're going to be learning about your own value. You are highly valuable to source. And that's the only value that we should truly try to seek. We want to be valued by other people. That's the ego telling you that someone else is supposed to value you. And you make them, you know, you're supposed to treat me this way. You're supposed to do that. You know, that again is believing in more of this reality or this experience over source. God knows who you are, what you were brought here for, and who you can become. All of it is because of your frequency. And your frequency is what gives you value. Not the money, which means nothing that you do in this reality. Writing your book, getting a job, whatever it is going to give you value. It's not going to be enough. And that's what I was, I think I was crying before I made this video. And I'm feeling it again. You know, I was going to, I guess, mention that because I've been knocked down a couple of pegs in a great way, in a very humbling way, by source and by God, by realizing, you know, I know there are a lot of people who could be a lot of people, not a lot of people, because I don't know a lot of people, or even any of you listening to my videos. You can absolutely think that I am insane. And you can hear, oh my gosh, she's always apologizing to people. She's always doing bad things to people that requires her to say, I'm sorry. You know, it's because I am realizing myself. I'm realizing myself. I'm not a bad person. I'm really realizing myself. People who do not apologize who are not owning up to their mistakes, internally, at least, do not realize anything that they have ever done. So to many people, or, you know, whoever, you know, I have a handful of people in my life here, so I don't know a lot. But any of you out there can be judging me left and right. And a lot of people might think that I am a bad person. And sometimes I think I'm completely insane, and I am. Because I get angry. I take my aggression out on people sometimes. I have so many anxieties and worry about things, and I can become overprotective. But in all of that junk, I realize I'm doing it. I realize it. And if I have done something wrong, I am going to be the one to apologize for it. I've had a realization today about something, a lie that I created years ago. How long ago? Who knows? 15 plus years ago. It came up today, and I'm thinking about it. What am I going to do about this? How am I going to handle this now? Because if an opportunity ever arises in my future where all the planets align and people come together, there's an opportunity for this lie to manifest itself. And how am I going to handle it in front of other people? If you feel it, you must heal it. And the only way to heal it is through forgiveness. I, of course, have to be the one to forgive myself for creating an illusion and trouble within other people's lives. But in order for me to correct it in other people's lives, I must ask for forgiveness. I must tell of this lie that I created and why I created it. And it's probably going to make me out to be a bad person. But, you know, it's up to the other person to understand why I was in a terrible place for so, so long. Many of us have been in terrible places. Many of us are still living within terrible places and don't even know it. We think that we are actually out of the illusion, yet false light has us still within the illusion. And so as I was thinking again today and realizing all of the, you know, how people are probably going to think I'm bad, even especially with this lie, if I come out and discuss this lie, I can, again, seem as if I am a terrible person to the people that I love. And it's not the case. You know, again, bad people or good people make bad choices based upon how we are feeling. And that is what we think is love in this reality. Oh yeah, I love you, but you know, I feel terrible today and I'm still going to be mean to you. But you know, God knows all the work that I do all day long. And knows all of my mistakes. Knows every single thing that's in my mind, in my heart, my past, my future, and yet still loves me and still is allowing me to fulfill my purpose in becoming united. You can make all of the bad decisions in your life. You can be mean to all of the people in your life. And if you realize it and are healing it from within through forgiveness, God will allow you into the kingdom. How great of a love that is. And that is what we become eventually. The same heart of God becomes the same heart of our own. Not because, you know, we are human beings. We have this body, but until we have, what is the word? embodied the divine spirit, we're still walking zombies. So I'm going to end this video here. And I know we talk about this. Many of us talk about this. And it's just a process. We have to go through a certain amount of experiences. We have to go through time. And of course, when we are getting closer and closer, then time from this reality is going to match and show us, manifest itself to us that we are getting closer. So all of these dates, even though we might say you're becoming in love, you're getting closer to source, you know, everybody is. We're all working with the same light, same energy, but you're working at a level that you're at. You can't get to college if you're in first grade. You have to go through your levels. So I know from my experiences and from messages of what these energies are in my own path. I can't express where you are on your own. I don't live within your mind and heart. I don't live within your experiences. I don't live within your understanding. We're dealing with energies of unification, and I know that's what we always are doing. And you are only going to understand at what level of unification you're at by the words that I, of course, tell you through the symbolisms that we are working with, like for Memorial Day, and the still the mother energy, because the mother energy is what unites us. It is the creation energy. It is the energy that manifests through the source seed, through God's command, though. Okay, so again, we can't hold one above the other. God as man cannot do anything with God as woman, and vice versa. It's complete harmony. So please keep in mind, and please don't think, oh my gosh, that I don't know what I'm talking about. We're never done. And we will always be through unification. Every day gets us to a unification, gets us into more love, gets us closer to our higher self, closer to Christ consciousness, closer to source itself, as long as we are doing the work. And as long as we are understanding it, you have to understand your path. You know, I'm going to save the rest of this video for my next, because it deals with June energies. Perfect timing. All of this is definitely matching up anyway with my reality and creeping through the ascension cycle. So even if you're not here, the ascension cycle is still the same for everybody. The levels that you have to go through is still the same and deals with the same type of knowledge that I'm giving to you. It's just a peg down. It's just an octave down. And then as you get closer, you're rising in frequency, a different octave, you know, up and up and up, and up and up and up we go. So it's until we also move on and out of this reality, we're still upgrading. We are still going to transform into a more finer element all the time. Only if you are staying in love and completing the sacred secretion. So, you know, the thing about it is that even if you get there to the top of your path to unity, you have to still choose love. You have to still choose sacrifice. Oh, and that's what I meant to forget. I mean, I forgot to mention. So Memorial Day, although Memorial Day in this reality is here to honor those who are lost or have served and still serving as a sacrifice for humanity, right? That's where you are now. It's 1:11 on the clock. That is the top of the Tree of Life, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit connection. That is what we are dealing with as well. We are choosing. We have chosen love. Sacrifice of humanity. Only when we have actually chosen to serve. Source. Source now. Not we're sacrificing the earth. We're sacrificing every single thing that we've ever known or every single thing that we have ever wanted in this reality to serve for a greater cause. And so I hope you think about that with every single thing I've mentioned in this video. And how is that working with in your life right now? If you're still seeking riches upon this earth plane. Of course, if that's what you want, it's completely fine. You have to be judged, not in the sense of, you know, bad, but you have to choose where and what you want out of your life. Is it more important right now for you to have the best earthly type of experience? Well, you're here on this earth plane. Isn't that also your right? But you also have another choice to completely be of service. And that means you have to let go of everything within this reality to do so. More to come. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.